Roy, there's some barriers, there's some walls, there's some obstacles. And I'm glad that you explained this Foundation of Human Understanding name this morning, because I've wanted to ask you that for several weeks, because I know when most Christians hear that, they're going to have a knee-jerk reaction and think this is New Age, this is secular humanism, this is a cult, this is Roy is God, is what they're going to think. And I think, and I don't believe, because I've looked, I don't believe you have an explanation of that on your website, and I think that would
I think it would be a good idea to put it on
It would be quite helpful.
Very good idea.
Quite helpful to explain that. I think that some walls and red flags go up with some of the things that you say and some of the lack of explanation on really what you believe and who you are. I've come here now for 5 weeks straight, and Roy, I don't question the fact that you know truth better than anyone I've ever met in my entire life. I don't question that for a second, but other people misunderstand some of the things that you say and don't see this picture clearly.
I believe that you're right, but it served my purpose over the years, because I couldn't see myself putting up a sign, oh, First Cause Christian Ministry, because of what I'm doing, you see, I got problems with names like that.
I know.
Then I'd have to go to the left, which is it wouldn't be any good.
Yeah, the not so right and the obviously wrong.
I love that, Roy.
There's a misunderstanding with a lot of churches, and that is that you can't force people to understand.
It's a gift.
Right.
It's an unmerited gift. It just comes with being born with all of us. Some of us want it, and some of us. Some of us permanently reject it because we get violated and we get twisted. But it's there. And then there's a longing. And then they meet somebody or they have an epiphany, an experience, all by themselves. You don't have to have a person.
Right.
You can cry out in your misery and suffering, and it comes. You don't need me, but I do help.
And a lot of people in church, because my dad is a pastor.
Is he really?
Yeah. And so, you know, I kind of know that you get used to being guilted or having something forced upon you in order to...
You can't accept it truthfully.
You can't accept it truthfully. The only way that people can understand is when you live it. And then they see that and there's an awakening in that person. And then they want to know...
See, here's a perfect example of a man, the pastor, he has to come to me to...
Exactly.
Who's not a pastor, see?
Yeah.
But my dad, I don't force anything down your throat.
No, and that's the thing.
And by the way, I want you to know that I'm not looking for followers. I want free people.